You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
As you can imagine, there was a couple of issues after the Patriots won the Super Bowl in one in Boston, one in Rhode Island, which is where we'll start. The University of Rhode Island wasn't the only college campus in the state where arrests were made following the Patriots win. Two college students were charged during post-game celebrations near the Providence College campus. They say they were spotted trying to light a couch on fire. And then the other dude was seen lighting off fireworks in the middle of a large crowd.
Ooh.
Embers from one of the fireworks hit someone and caused that person's hair to catch fire.
Oh, my God. That's one of my biggest fears.
Really? Yeah. We never knew that about
you.
Yeah,
I don't like. I don't even like standing under that heat lamp they have outside in the smoking area.
Do you believe your hair is highly flammable?
I think it could go up in the right circumstances, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of videos where it doesn't take much and then someone's hair. I always assume because they had hairspray, though.
Mm-hmm. If my hair's doing the thing where there's like a lot of like hair sticking out, it frizzies. Seems like it would ignite. Yeah, frizzies.
Yeah. Frizzies, yeah.
Well, I got the frizzies, man.
It goes up.
I said it on here before. I had a close call with some Saganaki at a strip club.
Well, yeah. Saganaki at a strip club, that's dangerous.
You're asking for
really,
trouble.
Really,
really put me in a rough spot there, didn't they?
I get it. I'd love Saganaki. Lisa and I traveled distances to get it once.
Yeah.
But
not at a strip club.
Not at a strip club.
Yeah, the girl lighting it was not qualified to handle fire.
No.
There's several people there that handled fire that weren't equipped to handle fire.
I would believe most people at a strip club aren't equipped to handle fire.
Right.
Or cheese.
You'd be right to believe both.
Now, do you think your hair fire fear stems from perhaps the Michael Jackson incident from the 90s?
Not at all.
No.
I actually have never thought about that event.
Never in your life have
never
thought about that.
I mean, I saw it on a show once and I was
you
like...
You should.
Mm. But no, I think, allegedly I might have lit a bowl once and one of my locks got in the way. I saw it start to go up, so I just know I got a healthy fear of fire in my hair.
Mm. Huh.
Would you ever cut your hair?
I mean, I should.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I guess if you ever light it on fire a little bit.
I don't know.
You
cut your hair that one time and they went too short on it.
Yeah, sometimes it gets weird. Yeah, I felt like I was
angry.
I felt like I had a composer hair from like the 1600s.
Yeah.
Like it's like I got to get it just the right length.
Yeah.
I need to go get one right now, but it's so scary.
Would you cut it all off, though?
No, I usually just keep it like this whole thing. Once I got the cartoon character, I was like, you know.
Yeah,
right.
You gotta keep it now.
I was like, now I feel compelled to keep my hair like that.
Yeah,
I tell you though,
nothing like me anymore.
The Michael Jackson incident did stick with me for a while as a wee man.
He went like his whole head caught ablaze, right?
Yeah, because he had about 25 pounds of hairspray or whatever in his hair.
Yeah, see, there's no chemicals in mine, but I just know that so it wouldn't go up quick.
Yeah, I never fear that.
Yeah,
but I'm just used to hair.
Yeah,
so
it's not a big worry in your day.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I am scared of getting composer hair again, though. I don't want him to go too short with it.
Someone said,
name of
my next album, Saganaki at a Strip Club.
I was going to say, it sounds like a metal album.
Not a band.
Sounds
not
like the 80s band, hair
right.
metal.
The
but
album.
It's like
the 80s, latest from Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Saganaki at a Strip Club.
Saganaki!
Is that the worst? What's the worst thing you could eat at a strip club? Saganaki, anything flaming and cheese combined, to me, seems like it would be near the top of the list.
Yeah, that one wasn't good. A gyro I wouldn't do.
No, not a queso, like
sushi.
Any kind of dip,
dips.
Like warm dip.
Dips are no good.
The breeding ground for bacteria.
Yeah. No, still don't have it.
There's something worse?
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking fish products?
The stripper.
Well,
I meant food.
Going straight to the bits.
Not human.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
Never have that for breakfast.
That would be the worst.
Or that place
and then everything else is tied for second.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, don't.
You're right. You're right.
There was that place in Detroit that where damn lamb chops is everything.
Yeah, right? But then we found out that was just code.
That was code for the stripper as a delicacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
She was the
they
lamb
do
chop.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Her lamb chops was everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are agreeing with Chuck.
Yeah.
On the lady bits. Oh, escargot.
Jesus. Could you imagine
strip club escargot?
Strip club
what kind of fancy pants place am I in?
Yeah, they would never serve that.
No.
Some of them have steaks and surf and turf and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, that I get.
We've been, that place had $5 steaks. We went to
I don't get escargot at like a nice place.
My school did it one time.
Really?
We were in grade school.
What kind of fancy pants school did you go to?
Just a crappy little.
Who would want? What kid would
we
want that?
We did a. It was like a fundraiser to try and raise some money. We set this whole thing up in our school gym. I don't know. I must have been in like fourth grade.
You did a fundraiser with Escargot.
We did something.
In
we
grade.
Brought all these people in and did this like bake thing, but it was Escargot.
What?
I don't know if like it was
did
a weird thing to tie. I don't know. This was a snail event.
Like a Frenchy thing? Event.
It was a Frenchy thing.
Okay.
And it must have tied something to do with all of our French class stuff into this thing. But then we had to like try and get people to come in to eat them. And we were
God.
You were found it at a strip club in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, no.
Escargot. Amazing, someone said in the Yelp review.
Well, you're dealing with Dayton, dude.
Tonight I'm dealing with Dayton.
Dealing with Dayton. Oh, man.
Yeah, they just went out to the local creek and found some snails crawling around.
I've been to Dayton three
Dayton
times in my life.
Yeah.
And none of them were good.
No.
Dayton.
Man.
I've never been there.
Have you ever had escargot?
No.
Yeah. I once in my life was not a fan.
It's not like so. It's. Is it slimy?
I don't
like,
remember.
It seems like I
don't.
I'll say this. This was the ones that we made. And it's so funny that it like has stuck with me for this long. But they were like blackened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were like cooked to the point they were blackened.
I think they end up being like clams or something by the time you cook them. But it seems like it's just snails and that's just.
Wow.
Wild.
Everyone there was just to placate the kids, just like popping them in and taking them like pills.
Yeah.
You know,
someone said worst strip club food you could have, strip club clam chowder.
Ooh.
Ooh, a creamy, any creamy
cream based things. We're going to Dayton. Gonna have escargot at the Teddy Bar over there.
Yeah, they got a clam chowder, too. I can't wait for them.
That's our lunch. Planned up there in Dayton.
I'll take out one order of clam chowder, one order of your escargots.
Someone said a buffet at a strip club, worst thing. We've seen that a couple of times in our research. There's been like, I think there's one in the Boston area. Wasn't that the one that was shut down and everyone loved going there for like the lunch buffet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a big lunch place.
Legs or what was it called? Something.
Oh, Lisa liked the name, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I forget what it
something
was.
Something about legs.
Lose legs or maybe not. Maybe not lose legs.
Lose legs.
Lose legs. I'm Lou. These are my stems.
Just a big man leg.
Lose legs.
Oh, my God. There's a place that sells Lobster Newberg, a strip club.
What is Newberg?
I think it's is it creamy sauce?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I've worked at some strip clubs, a couple of different ones where they had buffets. And I was just like, are you guys serious?
Mm. Oh yeah, God. It's lobster, butter, cream, cognac, sherry, eggs, and cayenne pepper. I would never have that at a strip club.
Jesus Christ. I just don't want to eat at a strip club, man. I feel like there's...
So at the strip club you did work at when you were a DJ years ago, did they serve food?
Yeah.
They did. And you saw the kitchen, obviously. You were back there behind the scenes.
Yeah, I did.
In the back of the house.
This is an Ohio strip club.
Yeah.
Did you ever eat there?
No, I didn't eat there ever. I had food delivered to there.
Yeah.
And they would have food there and they'd be like, get you something. I'm like, I'm good. But I didn't like eating there because I just feel like everybody's got boners and I feel like... There's like say moon and fluids and stuff in the air.
Yeah, it's just in the air.
Say moon in the air. You know?
And like diffused into an airborne.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I feel like you're breathing it in. Yeah. You know, you're going to get it on your catfish.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Andy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think about.
That's the title of Andy's new book, Say Moon in the Air.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. I do. I don't like eating around dudes with boners. That's not my thing.
That's understandable.
I like a nice, quiet meal.
I won't eat unless someone has a boner. I won't eat until there's a boner.
Well, let me check.
Yeah, no. I'm not eating yet. Oh, James is here. I'm eating.
Boner time.
Yeah.
I like the idea of you doing the check before. Not yet. Nobody eat yet.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good to go. Bob. Mm. Hey, Bob from Boston.
I see.
What's your comment, Bob?
Hey, when you were talking about the strip joint, there was a place called the Foxy Lady, and they had legs and eggs.
That was it!
Legs and eggs.
Legs and eggs.
It was a breakfast thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they did, it was a breakfast buffet, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. That's what stuck in my head. Not lose legs. That's legs and eggs.
Lose legs.
I knew it was an L.
And Lisa liked that. She liked the idea of calling it that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Legs and eggs.
Legs and eggs.
Weird concept, but I like the name.
Really weird.
Yeah. I saw a strip club have a buffet once that had like crab legs and seafoods and stuff. I was like, no, thank you.
I love this text. What is Safanagi?
Wow.
Saganaki is flaming Greek cheese.
I guess I let off this discussion.
If you've never had it, you should
knowing,
have it.
I get not knowing what anything is. Like, yeah. You guys talk about stuff. I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, honestly, I have no idea. Yeah. I'm just not cultured in the way that you guys are food
it's
cultured.
I think it's just a Sari cheese that they use.
What is that? I don't know what
it's
that
a Greek
is.
Cheese. It's the like, flaming Greek cheese.
I know what it
light
is.
It on fire. I make it at home.
I like that he just like shot from the hip with it.
What is Safanagi?
Oh, they're talking about something I don't understand. I got to text them.
I don't know. Safanagi.
What the hell is Safanagi?
Safanagi.
I mean, who knows, dude? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
If you've never had it, you should try it. It's
good.
Delicious.
Little breads with
You'll
it.
You'll love it.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah,
lemon,
you get that?
Put lemon juice on it.
Stop it. Lisa's
so
talking dirty.
So good.
It is the best.
I may have to have that this weekend.
Yeah, get you some Safanagi.
Safanagi, you have that here? No, I haven't had it in so long. I haven't found a good place. Our go-to place we used to get it closed down. And I'm really terrified about Amber and fire, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that stripper lit that cheese on fire, man. I was like, ooh, I felt some heat.
Stripper and fire.
So, like, a place that even has really good Safanagi. It still just can't even stay open, huh? Like, it's just
yeah,
hard.
Well, actually, they were bought out. They just knocked the whole block down, and they're building a huge place there.
Get
what
bought out if you
is
can.
Safanagi?
What is Safanagi?
Safanagi! Some kind of flaming cheese.
Someone said there is a place around here, a strip club, that has phenomenal prime rib.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
You disagree? Okay.
Oh my god, I don't even want to know.
Well, they said the name of it right off the top.
Oh.
And
I got a million legs and eggs texts.
Everybody always is like, the food here, I know it sounds crazy, but the food at strip clubs is always good. Mm-hmm. People always say that. Great steak, great lunch. And I'm like, but boners, dudes.
Yeah, that's your boners, problem. Your problem isn't the kitchen. Your problem isn't the food. Your problem is the boners.
Yeah. Absolutely. This guy said there's actually a strip club in his town in Webster, Mass. Best prime rib around. And it's cheap.
Yeah, see, everybody says stuff like that. I hear it's a common thing to say.
Now, I guess the only way that I could maybe get on board with this is that you're trying to serve a dual purpose. Like, there's a place close to you that has a lot of, like, red-blooded young American men that, like, need to eat, and they want to eat decent. So I guess you have to hire a decent chef.
Yeah.
And then they all get out at the same time, and they want to see boobs. And they want to eat good food.
Yeah. It's a common thing. People go, like, to lunch a lot at strip clubs.
Like, the place that guy's mentioning is one of the, it's not the best place in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you'd never consider eating there. Like, the place we went to where the stripper bent over and she had the hairiest bee crack we've ever seen.
Exactly. They never had food there.
They did. They had the steaks. That was the $5 steak place.
Don't eat there.
That's crazy.
Don't eat there.
The guy we were with ate. Remember? We
He
ate.
Just something about the environment is just not food friendly.
There are multiple places coming in about the place I was talking about,
and people love it.
They're saying that the steak is amazing.
They love it.
Yeah,
that place.
You would not recommend. Someone said there was a nasty strip joint off the freeway. Watch my buddy eat a ham sandwich there. Gross.
A ham sandwich. Here you go. Nice and room temp.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, don't do
Dude.
It. Don't just stay away. I mean, maybe some of them are fine, but it's not something that I really would recommend.
It's the boners, you know?
It is the Andy's so right. The same moon in the air and the boners.
Just like, think of what people's hands have touched, and then they're touching the table you're eating on, and, you know, things like
just
that.
Just think about what has gone on all around you.
Yeah.
It's, right? Absolutely.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We teased that this could be a possibility, and now it absolutely is happening. Beverly Hills 90210 with the original cast members are coming back. That includes Jenny Garth, Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, Ryan Austin Green.
I'm only interested if they still wear the same fashion.
Really?
I don't think they will, Chuck.
That'd be great.
Tori Spelling. Tori spoke about it.
That would be great.
I know.
She said we were having coffee in between meetings with networks. It's confirmed we are doing a new 90210. The reboot is going to bring the original crew back together, and we're playing heightened versions of ourselves.
What did this? I don't know. I was so young when 90210 was on or whatever that, like, to me, it was just the most unrelatable thing.
I never watched it.
I, like, would see this intro and I'm like, oh, there's no way I think remotely relate to any of these people.
I think mostly females watched it.
It was like a girl show.
Yeah.
But would they all just bang each other? Is that the, like, premise of it?
No, there was boyfriends and girlfriends, though.
And they broke up sometimes.
And they'd break up and get back together.
Yeah, teenage drama.
Okay.
I don't think I'd watch it. This because it's just sad. I think it sounds sad.
It does, but okay, so I don't understand here. Listen to how she describes it. The fans will be surprised. We'll be
Jesus, Dave.
Jesus.
You try and say intercut.
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 Intercut. Intercut. Intercut. Intercut.
Intercut.
Intercut.
Intercut.
You'll be
intercut.
Intercut. Still no intercut.
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 Anywho.
Intercut.
You guys are amazing.
It was a tongue twister.
Intercut.
Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
That will be intercut.
Yeah.
With scenes from the show. The original show.
Like,
so it'll
flashbacks.
Be an ensemble cast playing a heightened version of themselves.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
Are they trying to say that they're just going to pick up the story?
Where it, like, kind of left off?
They're just going to continue to play teenagers?
Or it's going to be them, like, reminiscing. Oh, hey, guys, remember back, like, 25 years ago?
Oh, so, like, you don't really have to act, and, like, not everyone has to be there.
It's probably the only way they could get, like, Luke Perry and Shannon Daugherty to get involved is to play old clips of them.
Luke Perry is going to commit to a few episodes, but he already has a role on Riverdale, so we can't be a regular. Shannon Doherty is not committed to be on the show as of now.
She's been sick.
I was going to say something's wrong with her.
She
right?
has cancer.
Yeah.
So
she was in remission, though, I think, right?
Yeah. I think
she's doing better, but probably doesn't want to revisit 90210 like the rest of these fools.
What a weird thing.
I don't understand the description of the show, though. Mm-hmm. Does it seem like they're just going to be thinking about them? Or, like, will they actually try to play teenagers again?
Well, if they want to get me to watch it, they better play teenagers again.
That'd be the only way.
I would love that. A bunch of 50-year-old people playing teenagers.
Well, basically, that's what the original 90210 was.
Yeah, they were
30 years at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Chuck would get his wish because they'd have to wear the same fashion.
Yeah.
Things are going to be different this year. I can buy alcohol. Being 21 and all that, I just don't know. Mm-hmm. What I got to do with my life these
days.
Dude,
you're bald.
Huh?
You're bald, Ian.
I'm really sensitive.
Ian?
Oh, my God.
I will say this, that, like, for us, when I was in high school, that's obviously when this show was on. And the girls all love those three other dudes so much, but no girl liked that Ian Ziering guy. No one. So we made him, us guys, all we did was talk about how awesome he was.
But it's not going to stand if they...
And I never watched it, but we just talked about him all the time.
It's not going to stand if they're still playing teenagers. I think that'll be absolutely ridiculous. The original, in the original, I remember that Andrea, the whatever her, you know, the
she
nerdy
was already
one.
Like
she
40.
Was super old when she played a teenager.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She's probably in her 50s.
She's got to be 50 something.
Pot? Really? I don't want to do any of that.
She was 29 and she played a 15-year-old.
That's insane. That's insane, right?
Right. Yeah.
1961, she was born.
She's 58.
She's 58. Oh, she's almost 60.
Well, they're not going to have them play teenagers. I don't know what they'll. Maybe they'll just reminisce or something.
But, like, what are you going to make her? Are you going to make her, like, a chain smoker so that she actually looks like.
I don't know. Time was rough on me. Still deciding. I aged a lot faster than the rest of you. I just don't know if I'm ready to lose my virginity.
That's hilarious.
I don't know if he's the right guy.
Old 90210 would be, like, hilarious if they did it poking fun at themselves, but they're not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what they mean by, like, a heightened version of. Like, do you think that they're just making fun of it all? It seems like they're just going to make fun of it all. So, like, Luke Perry will always be super pouty, like, pouty to the extreme, sad.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. One of our younger listeners. What was that 80s music you were just playing?
That's the theme from 90210. That's the show's theme song.
The sweet guitar riff off the top.
And that would be 90s music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1990.
Sounds like it's like still like hanging on to the 80s, though. Like yeah. That.
Somebody who's like 20 now, like the 90s to them seems like 45 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my yeah. God.
Dude. So they're like, well, what is that, 80s music?
Yeah.
What's next, Led Zeppelin?
No, that's Greta Van Fleet.
Well, we'll just have to stay tuned to see how this all plays out. But from the description, it seems like it'll be a bizarre, not your average reboot.
Yeah.
Where's this going to be, by the way?
What do you mean?
Is it what channel is it on?
Oh, they haven't revealed that yet. They just said they signed a deal.
Okay.
Probably Netflix.
I would think
it's going to be a streaming service, I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no network would take it on, probably.
That is hilarious. That girl was supposed to be 15. She looks like
29.
She's 29.
I remember being young and that being a thing people talked about.
Yeah.
That they were like, what is what?
Yeah.
You know? And then this chick was just like
her dad made
her
the
dad
show.
Dad made
her
the
dad
show,
was the producer,
so
right?
Put her in.
Yeah.
Someone said that she was just on that show.
Yeah, she just got revealed as the Masked Singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
Tori Spelling?
Tori Spelling.
But they said she was the unicorn? Like,
she did not look good.
She looked like she ate Luke Perry, someone said.
She may have.
Stop.
What do you mean? She's
gained a bunch of weight?
Oh, boy. Well, she used to be super thin.
Oh, goodness.
Like, too thin.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The other way, at least. Everything's fine now.
Man.
Yep. She's.
I'm not sure if it's like weight or just
fillers.
Terrible plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Like
right.
She tried to fatten her face.
Yeah, she tried to unalien her face.
Maybe you're right.
Can't tell what her
body
looks
like. It's hard to tell because she was dressed like a unicorn, you know?
Uh-huh. Eeks. It is a bad look.
You know what I want to see when a unicorn gets unmasked?
No, a chubby Tori.
That show
is
something.
I don't think it's fillers. I think because you can see it in her neck, too.
Oh, okay.
There's something weird about that show, you guys, The Masked Singer. I watched it.
You did?
And I hate it.
Why?
Yeah.
Well,
what's weird about it?
You are watching it, huh? My kids are watching it.
Welcome to my world, Andy.
I hate it.
Are
I
you
hate
watching
everybody
it too?
But Ken Jeong on there.
You watch it every week.
Oh, wow.
You watch it every week.
But it's bad and you don't like
yeah,
it.
But
you
can't.
Yeah, but I'm like drawn to it. I'm like, oh my God, the monster. He sucked today. What's the monster's problem? Can't wait to see what Horse Man does.
I think it's just the clues and trying to figure out the mystery of it all.
It's got
to
be the puzzle.
On some weird prehistoric level.
I don't even know that there is clues.
Like, I had a debate with my girlfriend whether Tori Spelling was really going to be, what's her face? The chick that was with Charlie Sheen for Denise Richards or Lauren Conrad. I'm like, how do I even know these women? And I'm debating with my girlfriend. No, there's no way it's Denise Richards. I totally think it's Lauren Conrad. They said the hills and the clues.
You know why? I think I got sucked in, you guys, because I guessed one right before any clues, and it was Terry Bradshaw.
Was he the moose?
You guessed Terry Bradshaw.
I guessed Terry Bradshaw. I was like, he's a sports guy. He's old.
Was he the big moose?
Yeah, he was like the moose.
I guessed Terry Bradshaw.
I did too, dude.
I saw 1.5 seconds of the show.
It sounds like everyone guessed him.
I didn't.
He couldn't walk.
I guess
his knees were a dust.
Yeah, and I was like, I bet it's Terry Bradshaw.
He's the only one I could see that would do that. You know what I mean? Like, show.
This is my other question, and maybe now that James watches it every week, he can answer this. Do you really believe that every single week the person in the costume is the person that's revealed at the end? Or do you think they have a stand-in some weeks?
You know what? I think it's really the people in the costume. I just don't believe they actually sing. I don't feel like some of the voices, I'm like, how is the voice coming through so well? They're in a mask. I tried doing a radio show on Halloween with a unicorn mask on. You guys couldn't hear a damn thing I was saying. Yeah. So how is everything coming in so clear?
Well, maybe aren't they mic'd underneath the mask?
They hold like a microphone up to the thing.
Yeah, that might be fake, though.
I feel like there's something like fishy with the singing and the performance. But I think it's actually them in the costumes, yes.
Okay. So it is something that someone signs up for every week.
Because it's not A-list stars. It's not like Lady Gaga in there.
No, Tori Spelling
and Terry Bradshaw, you guys.
Right, right.
They got time.
I haven't seen... who's been eliminated?
The first was...
it was a football player
that I'd never heard of who got fined for dancing in the end zone.
Yeah. Okay.
Terry Bradshaw, Tori Spelling. I think I'm forgetting one of the other ones. I'm sorry. I'm really baked.
Margaret Cho.
Yes, I'm sure.
I forget a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Margaret Cho. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm... Dude! I hate myself for watching it.
I can't believe
it's so much funner. Shocked. I'll tell you that.
People say the same. Me too. It's such a weird show, but I can't stop watching
it. I hate everybody on it.
I thought you might love it because of Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool.
McCarthy's on it, right?
And I
one of the guests.
I can't stand her. I can't stand
Andy,
Nick Cannon.
I'm kind of surprised.
I know.
I hear disappointment in her voice.
I get it. And she's got every goddamn right to be. Yeah. I'm here. I'm doing the work. I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
You are. You admitted it.
He's owning up to it.
You did.
It's okay.
I'm a man of justice.
This is a safe place.
I appreciate it, Andy, because I no longer feel alone.
You're inside the circle, guys. Guys, it's okay. Yeah. You're in the circle.
Oh yeah, Tommy Chong too.
I'm a man of justice. Like I have a sense of right and wrong. Ken Jeong I like, but I hate everyone, and I can't stop watching it.
You know what's crazy? Does this not speak to just how you can just come up with the dumbest idea ever for a show, and it'll be big?
I think it's making you guess and getting you involved like that.
Well, for me, I also love the costumes.
Those costumes are
like
cool.
They're very intricate and they're very detailed. They're really sweet. I'm like, oh man, I wish I had a pineapple costume.
Exactly. You know? So your love of fruit cosplay.
Yes.
exactly.
draws you in.
Like, I watch it and
that makes some sense.
The feeling I get from it isn't happiness or joy.
So, but do you feel like a detective?
Kinda. Like, I feel like I'm... When I got Terry Bradshaw, that's what hooked me.
So it's appointment television. The Masked Singer is appointment television for you. You gotta be there.
I mean, it's on Hulu.
It's not even on, so you can watch whenever.
But it is a choice you make.
Wednesday nights, I think.
So you have to go to Hulu.
Oh, that's not.
Let's just work through it because I know how Hulu works.
Okay. It's not easy to get to.
This is
not something that just came on your TV and you're like, oh, I can't. It's just
somebody else is watching it.
Okay.
And that's how I got started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but now you're in, though.
That happens a lot to you.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world, Andy. Okay.
But I was like, what? And I was making fun of it, and I hate it, but I kept watching.
Okay.
Wait till I get sucked into 16 and pregnant.
I'm glad we do this. Can you give me a tissue?
I'm glad you admitted that it was someone else and not you.
It doesn't shock me that James watches the show because James watches incredibly crazy TV.
Yeah,
watches
the most garbage TV ever.
Incredibly crazy TV James watches. So it doesn't shock me there. Andy, I'm a little shocked by.
Mm-hmm. Taken aback.
That he likes it.
Well,
but I don't.
Well,
but you like it on some level.
I don't.
It's a guilty pleasure, Andy. Just accept it. You have a guilty pleasure.
It's all right, dude.
He's drawn to it.
Yeah, I don't like what we've done here.
You do you, Andy. Remember, you do you.
You do you. All right. Sorry, Lisa.
Who would have thought the intervention we throw for Green Bean would be over TV and not other recreational activities?
Ain't that the truth? Nobody wants to talk about my 8 shots of tequila at 3 Bloody Mary Sunday.
Nope, don't want to talk about that.
You do you. You do you, but the Masked Singer, we have to talk.
I hate myself for it.
That's a big reveal.
It is.
I think I'm very brave.
You are brave.
Yeah.
I think I'm very brave.
You're a brave man.
I'm a courageous.
Like that shocked me. James, I get.
Yeah.
James, I get. He's got a fruit loving cosplay thing.
Yeah.
Come on, who doesn't want to be a dancing giant pineapple with crazy sunglasses?
Sure.
Most people.
Just the idea of guessing it.
Guess I'm alone in that.
And being smart.
That's it. That's
and I don't need to come out of the closet.
That's what makes me watch Jeopardy, and it's not because I'm 77.
Yeah. Yes,
it's
it
because
is.
I want to be like, oh, I know that.
Well, Jeopardy, I can't. Oh. I'm too dumb for Jeopardy. Every right. question on Jeopardy is so hard.
Even smart people, they only know about four.
Yeah.
Four an episode, let's be real.
But yeah,
people know about four things an episode.
Well, there you go. Maybe we'll do a... we'll do a watching party, better. A viewing party with Andy and the mess.
No, we will not.
We could sign into Hulu right here.
Yeah. Watch with Andy.
All right.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I've never heard of this as a side effect of a stroke, but a 67-year-old bank manager had a stroke.
Yep.
And as a result of that.
Stroke, man, stroke, man.
Stroke.
He squired it.
He believed it was fine to masturbate without shame in front of his relatives.
So the shame part of his brain was affected.
Only relatives. I won't do it in public.
Uncle Jerry's different now.
Uncle Jerry touches himself
makes it
a lot
weird
more.
Because I have an Uncle Jerry.
You do.
Yeah. My mom's brother.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that brings it right home. Oh. Don't
sure
picture
does.
That.
I don't want to.
Don't do it. Get out of
Uncle
your head.
Uncle Jerry.
No, that's too bad. I just broke my headphone. I laughed so hard. Yeah. Oh, oopsie. That's not going to work. Oh, God.
Finally dead, yeah, huh?
I think did it, huh?
Destroyed
it.
All right. Anyways. Yeah, so this happened. Ooh, that sounds bad. The bank manager's family, they were concerned when they noticed drastic changes in his behavior, and they took him to the hospital. As well as masturbating in front of them, he would address them with inappropriate sexual words.
Well, that's not
that
good.
Is no good.
Man, those headphones sound bad.
So this, they took him in to try and figure out what was going on. The scan showed a shadow on his frontal lobe, which they thought at first was a non-aggressive brain tumor. A team of doctors settled on the diagnosis of a cerebral artery stroke.
Stroke!
And it is a stroke that basically they call a silent stroke. It's one that occurs with or without very little symptoms. So that's the craziest part. So it's not like Chuck, Uncle Jerry had a stroke and then Uncle Jerry started jerking. It just all of Uncle a Jerry sudden, Uncle Jerry just up. Started jerking.
God, Uncle Jerry. You've ruined Christmas.
Mom, is Uncle Jerry coming to Christmas? We all know what he's going to do.
You know he is.
Oh, that'd be hard for the family.
He's going to jerk it, Mom. It's your brother.
Put the plastic on the sofa. Get the Uncle Jerry plastic out.
So crazy you have an actual Uncle Jerry.
Yeah. My mom would have to be like, listen, you know he's going to jerk it.
So in the hospital, he was there for a week. They tinkered around in Uncle Jerry's brain.
Tinkered around.
Try and get that out of there.
Yeah, we got to get that jerking tumor.
Uncle Jerry, well, how about now? Nope, he's still doing it.
Then he came right back. He once again was the thoughtful, well-mannered man they all knew.
Imagine the thing, too, is that you have to sit him down and be like, man. While you had that thing on your brain, you jerked off in front of all of us, like, all the time.
I'm embarrassed.
You don't think he knows?
I know. I'm sure he does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure I wonder does. If, like, do you have, even though you are doing it and you... You're the part of your brain that feels no shame.
Yeah.
When they fix you, you still can recall that?
I believe your shame comes back, right?
Your shame comes back, but you can recall those moments where you had
assume,
no shame?
I would assume.
Oh, Chuck.
Wow. And then you have, just feel about it differently.
But then you'd be like,
oh, my God. Oh. I remember that vividly.
Oh, you'd be apologizing.
That'd be so crazy.
You have to leave the family.
Yeah.
When he had a follow-up appointment, doctor said he was the same man as before the stroke. Oh, he was never aware of the changes.
Mm.
So you're just sitting there right. And he'd do it, and it was like he was not even there?
That's crazy.
Okay, but like he... Mm.
And these are rarely reported, by the way. They're called frontal behavioral syndromes caused by strokes. They're rarely reported. and it just made this man just jerk it with his family. Yeah.
Well, a lot of time when you have a stroke, you know, like there's your face, you can tell in your face, like my one buddy, he had a stroke and
he went blind.
He didn't droop or anything. He literally for like a little bit, all like just above the horizon of where your eyes would be looking, it was all black.
Yeah.
He couldn't see. All he could see was like the lower half of his eyeballs, and he knew something was wrong.
Mm. Yeah, my grandma had she's passed now, but she had a stroke, like small one, and it didn't do anything to her, but it made her confused for like a day.
Yeah.
And it was scary because like she was saying, like, I'd be like, I asked her what time it was. I was like, "Hey, what time is it?" And she said a time that I knew it wasn't even remotely close to that time. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And then I saw her trying to figure it out. Like, it was really scary. It was a scary thing.
Yeah.
Because they're aware that something's wrong, but their brain's not telling their mouth what to say stuff.
Yeah.
It's really spooky.
Yeah, so that brain stuff is scary, dude.
Yeah.
That's what weird about this. Like, Chuck, the last thing you want on Earth is for people to see your wiener, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you lose that shame.
That'd be the best time for them to see it.
Oh, I guess if it's aroused.
Then if it all comes back to you, you're like, oh, man.
Well, you wouldn't hear from me ever again. I just go to the tallest
said
place.
We did have a patient who had a pacemaker and issues with his frontal cortex, and he would say or do weird sexual things in front of his family, too. So they sent him to the hospital. He was aware of his behavior, though, and it was sad because he didn't want to do it, but he couldn't stop. It's almost like that swearing Tourette's, right?
Yeah.
Like
jerking Tourette's.
Jerking Tourette's.
Oh, I've got it.
No, you don't. You're not doing it in front of family members or friends.
No, but I have noticed that I'll just, you know, decide to maybe do that when it was like the last thing that I really was thinking of doing.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you get the hankering to do it when you're around family members.
No. But like,
this is getting real weird.
Yeah. No, but like, I'll be like, just, you know, I'll be on like YouTube and I'm surfing around and I'll just like put in like an address of like my usual porn suspects,
and then it all just starts falling in line.
But I was just like, I didn't want to do any. What am I doing?
Yeah. So it's almost out of, you're like a boredom.
It's like
jerker.
It's like habit. It's like a boredom habit.
You can't really relate to this, thankfully.
Not yet. Yeah. But no, I'm worried. So, I'm worried.
No, not the same thing.
Yeah. I'm not saying by any means it's the same thing.
No, I know you're not, but
okay. You're saying if that's a habit now, if your brain ever
that's
is affected,
exactly what I'm saying.
You're saying
like I already right now just do it out of like complete.
So
like,
you're worried
habit.
That you'll do this in the future, is what
yes,
you're saying?
Yes, I'm very worried.
So if you lose the shame part, you're saying it's just such
it's
a habit.
It's a good just habit.
I hear that.
Yeah, if I lose shame, put me down.
Oh, Chuck has no shame. Boom.
I worry about stuff like that getting older. Like I'm like, man, I'm such a pervert now.
Yeah. Aren't all men perverts?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I'm real sexually charged.
More so than...
I don't know. I feel like I seem horny.
I feel like you...
I seem horny!
I seem hornier than most.
I do seem horny.
You guys would probably never talk to me again.
If you lost your sense of shame?
If you really knew.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not dive any deeper into this here. It is a dark, dark... twisted turny road we're going down. Anyway, luckily for this guy, they were able to help him. They tinkered around up in there. They helped him out, and he's no longer jerking in front of his family and caught some of the names he called them.
Also, he would also
call very sexual, like dirty C-words, all sorts of stuff.
Goodness.
Yeah. He went from a mild-mannered like bank manager to a filthy talking jerker.
Man.
All because of
Uncle Jerry.
The stroke.
That sucks.
Bad day for him. But luckily they were able to fix him up, and now he stopped.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can get, you know,
he's got
moments.
He's got to skip a few Thanksgivings.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah. Just get things back on track with him. Hopefully.
Send some cards.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.